You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew 18, verse 1 to 4. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me." Right now, you will notice Jesus, they came to him to ask him a question about who will be the greatest in the kingdom. I thought he would just answer who will be the greatest, but that was not the answer he gave. The first thing he said, that except you become like a little child, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. You see, the first issue is that you must be part of the kingdom of heaven. Some people will say today, "Oh, we are not going to heaven. Hey, we came from heaven. God didn't send us here so that we go to heaven." This is Jesus, the man who came to pay for our salvation, telling us about kingdom of heaven. I don't know how else you want to call it. He called it the kingdom of heaven. And so it is the kingdom of heaven. And what is most important is that you enter into it, that you are part of the kingdom of heaven. Then he now said, "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." It means that in the kingdom of God, greatness is determined by humility. You see, we measure distance in kilometer. We measure greatness in the kingdom of heaven in humility. When you say that great man of God, what was the parameter? No, because we make many mistakes today. Maybe that man is popular, he's on TV. Maybe he has ministries in different countries, buildings. Maybe he owns universities, he owns a private jet, he owns all of these things. You will say he's a great man of God. What criteria? What made you say he's a great man of God? And do you know the painful and sad part of this is that many preachers do not even know something as basic as this. When preachers themselves, even when they are preaching, you will see that in their mind, their understanding of greatness had to do with material things, ministry, outburst, and so on. It's not a man running about everywhere. It's not a man that is all over social media. That is the greatest in the kingdom of God. The greatest is the most humble. Humility is the currency for measuring greatness in the kingdom of God. That's why you will discover, we will all see that on that day, if there will be anything like who is great or who is the greatest or not, you will discover that it may not be people you are thinking of, because it's all about humility. Did you know that wherever you are, you can be? Even though that's not what we are seeking, what this is simply telling us is that the way to function in the kingdom is humility. Focus on being humble, not on being described as greatest by men. How can men describe you as a great man? You know, we commit many terrible mistakes today, say many wrong things. That great man of God, I always ask myself, what is great about this man? That a man does healing and so on, do you think that is greatness? People did all of that and came to Jesus. He still said, "I never knew you." When last did you see a man, and the only parameter for defining him as being great is that he is a humble man? And humility has nothing to do with ministry. Humility is a normal Christian life. Every Christian is called to humility, not preachers. The preacher himself is called into humility as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus, as a disciple of Christ, not as a prerequisite for ministry. It is a prerequisite for the Christ-like life. That's what the Christ-like life will produce in us, a truly humble life. So be careful next time you are saying somebody is great, somebody is the greatest. Be very careful. How is that person the greatest? You say that you cannot know who is the greatest because you, how do you know humility? How do you know that person's humility before God? He said, humble yourself under the hand of the mighty God. So how would you rate? How would you know that person is humble under God? Just say, today we have Brother Adeboye, he wants to speak with us. We have Brother Oyedepo, he wants to speak with us. We have Brother Chris, he wants to speak with us. We have Brother Ben, he wants to speak with us. We have Brother John, he wants to speak with us. That is enough. When you begin to say he is the greatest, how do you know who is the greatest evangelist, greatest apostle, greatest healer, greatest? How do you know all of these things? It means you don't understand the kingdom. Greatness in the kingdom is not about activity. It's not about your output. It's about your humility in the presence of God. It's your humility before the Lord that determines greatness. May God give you understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org and our email is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.